Well, I'm at Watford Gap service station. I stopped about 20 miles ago and had a sleep for 2 hours because I'm absolutely shattered. I've just suddenly become completely, almost narcoleptic is the word, I think. I can't keep my eyes open. I'm conscious of the fact I'm driving, so I stopped, had 2 hours sleep, and then carried on, and it's so foggy you can barely see more than 40 metres away, so I'm stopped at Watford Gap, just walked over the motorway and found that there's a bed for the night at the Days Inn, £40 for just a bit of sleep, next to staggered 2 hours in car parks along the way. I don't know what to do. I don't want to drive and I'm this tired. Well, it's not that I don't want to, I'd love to, but you know, I'm in a big old Land Rover. I'm a danger to myself and others, so I don't know if I've got much choice about whether to drive, but the question is, do I fall asleep in the car or do I take a bed and just sleep as long as I can? Wake up at 2, I suppose, or drive from then. That seems to me to be the most sensible option. It just does feel a little bit tragic sleeping at a little service station on the motorway. Good day, of course. I had popped in to see the guys at Farm Shop in Dalston. I popped into several places in Stoke Newington and Islington to talk about their produce and where they get it from. Talk about the Love Fresh app. Found a lot of places that actually produce, if not their own produce, they get their raw supplies from local farms around and about London. And then, for example, an Italian deli that makes its own pastrami and hams. Yeah, all good stuff anyway. It just really showing me that there's a hell of a lot of places that do stock fresh local food, albeit they might not be your typical farm shops. And they were all really interested in Love Fresh, really seemed to like it. I mean, I'd actually gush and say they seemed to bloody love it, but I don't want to get my hopes up, but they did. I've had an offer of collaboration from someone, financial collaboration with them, paying some sponsorship to Love Fresh and us affiliating to some extent with a small affiliated with Banner. That's an aquaponics company. They are bang on the message of Love Fresh, so it's one to be considered, and I'm going to go and have a meeting with them in Birmingham. So some good things came out of today. It's definitely been a good journey, but I'll definitely make sure I've slept better before making this type of journey again. It's a long drive. It's not as far as it could be, but it's three and a half hours with a break, 7 hours in a day, and a long day in between. It's you know, it's going to take its toll on you, I suppose. Anyway, I'm taking some fresh air, trying to decide what to do. I just thought I'd do a boo. I'll be you later. Cheers.